Peace talks aimed at ending Sudan's civil war resumed today in neighboring Kenya after a three-week break. The Sudan People's Liberation Army in the south and Sudan's government in the north have been fighting for two decades. As the final details are discussed, fighting between the government and separatist rebels in the western part of the country has created new crises. Tens of thousands of Sudanese refugees have crossed into Chad in recent weeks, saying Sudanese military planes are bombing their villages. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Chad.
The part of the border where most of the Sudanese refugees are crossing into Chad is in the Sahel. The Sahel is a barren belt of sandy terrain below the Sahara that supports just enough vegetation not to be considered part of the desert to the north. This time of year, sandstorms pummel the area. About 30 refugees are walking slowly through soft, shifting sand. Young boys prod a herd of cattle and sheep along in front of them. Donkeys loaded with plastic water jugs, cooking utensils, and rolled up rugs trudge along at the rear of the pack. Ismail Mohammed Salam has his arm wrapped in a makeshift cast. He says government of Sudan planes bombed his village, killing his wife and breaking his arm. Salam and the rest of this group have been traveling and living in the open for 12 days to get away from the fighting in Sudan. Asked where they're going, he says to search for water. Tens of thousands of refugees have made a similar journey since fighting intensified in the Darfur region of western Sudan in December. There's very little water in this area, and many of their sheep, donkeys, and camels have succumbed to the extreme environment. Bloated carcasses are scattered throughout the impromptu camps which line the border. Sudan's two-decade civil war in the east is between mainly Christian separatist rebels and the Islamist government of Sudan. The rebel war here in the west was launched last year by black Muslim separatists who feel mistreated by the Arab-controlled government in Khartoum. The town of Tine straddles the border between Chad and Sudan. In late January, according to relief workers, government of Sudan planes bombed both sides of the frontier. Doctors Without Borders has set up a hospital in a series of tents on the Chad side. Abdul Hamis is recovering after having his leg amputated at mid-calf. He says he was at a well getting water for his animals when a Sudanese plane attacked the area. Four people were killed, according to Hamis, and five injured. He says after the aerial bombardment, Arab gunmen on horseback swept through the village, driving people from their houses and burning the thatched roofs. The civil war in Darfur is separate from the one in the east, but the tactics appear to be the same. Throughout the years of fighting against the SPLA, the regime in Khartoum repeatedly attacked civilian targets to weaken support for the insurgents and used various militia groups to drive residents out of particular areas. The rebels, both the SPLA and in Darfur, rally support through calls for autonomy. In the process, 2 million Sudanese have been killed by direct combat or war-related diseases and malnutrition since 1983. About 20 miles north of Tine, a mound in the sand marks one of the latest victims in Sudan's long-running civil tragedy. The grave is of a 6-year-old boy who became ill as he walked with his family towards Chad. Family members say he'd been vomiting and hadn't eaten anything in the last 7 days before he died. Haram Abdel Keppa, one of the elders from the boy's village, is camped out with several dozen other people near the grave. They've erected a windbreak in the sand out of straw mats and animal hides to shield a small fire. Keppa says the fighting in Darfur is about race. Keppa says the Arabs in Khartoum want to drive the blacks out of Sudan. The government of Sudan issued a military communique recently announcing that the rebels in Darfur have been defeated. This is something the rebels vigorously deny. Independent confirmation of what is happening in Darfur is difficult to obtain. The Sudanese government won't allow journalists into the area, and aid organizations complain that even they are being blocked from providing humanitarian assistance in the region. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Chad.